We're learning Masechtas Horios. We are in the first parak in the middle of Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah tells us the Horu Beistin, that the Beistin makes this mistake in their paskening. V'asu Shiva Shvatim. And out of the 12, the majority of the tribes do exactly as they say. And even if not necessarily that constitutes the majority, but it's almost like an electoral vote. You have the majority of the tribes, Oruban, or you have the majority of Klal Yisrael, Alpihem, that do their exactly as they said, and they end up violating an Isser in the Torah. So when it says Ruban, even if, let's say, comes, for example, one or two Shvatim, only one or two tribes, but they constitute the majority of Klal Yisrael, then Mavin Par, then they would have to, then the Par, Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, this bull would be brought, this carbon. V'avodah Zorah, in the event that the basin permitted, for whatever reason, the use of idol worship, not only Mavin Par, not only will this bull be brought as the elevation offering, but also a Sa'ir will also be brought as a Chatas, as a sin offering, Dibra Meir. So Rav Meir is in the opinion that only in one is brought and no more. Rav Yehuda Omer Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, in the event that seven of the tribes sinned, which obviously means five didn't, Mevim Shiva Parim, then those seven tribes that made the mistake will bring this carbon. Ushar Shvatim Shulchato, and even the tribes that didn't sin, Mavin Al Yedehen Par, they also have to bring Shav El Shulchato Mavin Al Yedeh HaChoitim. Because the majority of the tribes did sin, the other five tribes will also have the obligation to bring the carbons. Therefore, according to this opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we actually hold like, it would be necessary then to bring 12 parim, one for each tribe, even though only seven of the 12 tribes sinned. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmona Parim. He says that there would be eight, which means that in addition to the Shvatim that would bring, also there would be a requirement of the Beistin themselves to bring this sacrifice. V'avodah Zarah, when it comes to the mistake, when it comes to telling people that idol worship is permissible, not only will there be Shmona Parim, the requirement of bringing this bull, this parim for the Helam Dabar Shel Tzibor, which caused the Tzibor, the group assembly, to make a mistake. But also Shmona Seirim, there would also be an additional requirement, because it was a Avodah Zarah, to bring a Chatas, a sin offering. Parim V'Sa'ir L'Chol Shevet U'Shevet, he explains this, that a Parim V'Sa'ir L'Chol Shevet U'Shevet, every tribe, Parim V'Sa'ir L'Beistin, that also the Beistin would have the same requirement as well. Haru Beistin Shel Echad Min HaShvatim, V'Yasa'oso Shevet Al Pihem. What happens if the Beistin tells only one of the Shvatim that they're allowed to do such a thing, or whatever it may be, and they were wrong in making such a psak, and one Shevet does this? Also Shevet Hu Chayiv. Only that Shevet is obligated to bring this karbon. Ushar Kol Shvatim Paturin. But all the other tribes do not have to do so. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah concludes, as well as the Perek, the Chachamim Omrim in Chayaben El Al Horas Beistin Hagadol Bovad. The only time in which there is a requirement of bringing a carbon, this Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, is only in the event that when a Beistin paskins incorrectly, it's referring to the Beistin Hagadol, the great Beistin of 71. And he supports this by the following pasuk: Shnemar, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku, v'lo adas oso hashevet. That it has to be that the major basin that is the one that makes this decision. An event that would be only a smaller basin that would do this, then the requirement of bringing this carbon would not apply.